Title: Dub Siren in Ableton Live 12. Glue it with minimal CPU load for jungle old school DNB vibes advanced. Alright, let's build a proper dub siren in Ableton Live 12 for old school jungle and DNB. Not as a cheesy sound effect, but as arrangement glue. The kind of thing that makes your tune feel like it's being driven by a sound system operator and not just a timeline on a laptop. And we're doing it the smart way. Stock devices, minimal CPU, shared sends for space, and a workflow that ends with resampling so you can treat the siren like hardware you recorded, not a synth you babysit forever. Before we touch any sound design, set the context. Set your tempo somewhere in that jungle lane, 165 to 175 BPM. I'll sit you at 172. Get a basic groove running, an amen loop, chopped break, whatever you're building around, and a bass line, even a placeholder. I don't care what synth it is. We just need the siren to be designed inside a real mix, because sirens that sound massive solo often turn into harsh mid-range nonsense once the break and snare are slamming. Now, create a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. We're going for an ultralight, classic 2 oscillator foundation. Operator OSC is already a sign. Leave it. Set its level to 0 dB. Turn on OSC B. Make it a sine 2, or triangle if you want more bite. Put OSC B about minus 12 dB so it's supporting, not dominating. Set OSC B chorus to plus 12 semitones, so it's one octave up. Then detune it slightly, just a few cents, like plus 5 to plus 15. That tiny detune is one of the tricks that makes the siren feel like a physical box instead of a perfect digital tone. In operator's global settings, set voices to 1. Mono. This matters. A dub siren is a single object in the room. Then add glide, around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Don't overthink it. Glide is part of the hand-controlled vibe. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like hardware. You do not want an infinite pad. Go to a envelope. Set attack to something fast but not clicky, like 5 to 20 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain not at full. Pull it down to around minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Then release around 250 to 600 milliseconds. The goal is a hit that speaks, then relaxes, so it can punctuate the groove without sitting on top of everything all the time. Next, the signature pitch sweep. This is the heart of the dub siren attitude. Turn on operator's LFO. Set the shape to triangle. For the classic, rhythmic old school movement, turn sync on and try a rate between 1/2 and 1/8. Then bring up the amount gently, like 10 to 25 to start. Route that LFO to pitch. Important teacher note here, wide pitch modulation is fun for 5 seconds, and then it ruins your tune. Jungle mixes punish it, because your break already has tons of information in the highs and mids. Keep your pitch movement controlled, and save the extreme sweeps for transitions. Advanced move, if you want it to feel less like it's locked to the grid. Turn sync off and set the LFO rate somewhere around 0.25 to 1.2 Hz. Then you automate rate or amount across phrases. That drifting rate is one of those it feels like a human touched it things. Now we're going to make it speak in the mix, filter and drive, stock devices, light CPU. After operator, add auto filter. For jungle, bandpass is the cheat code, because it naturally carves the siren into the mid-range where it can cut through breaks without fighting the sub. Try BP12 first. Set the frequency somewhere between 500 Hz and 2.5K. Start around 1.2K. Add resonance, around 20 to 40%. Then a touch of drive, 2 to 6 dB. What we're doing here is choosing where the siren lives. If you leave it full range, it'll steal from the snare crack, the hats, and any vocal air. A band-limited siren feels more radio, more pirate, and it sits better at lower volume. Next, add saturator. Put it on analog clip, drive it 3 to 9 dB, soft clip on. Then pull output down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. The goal is density and edge, not it got louder so it must be better. Then add utility at the end. This is your safety and your placement. Keep the siren mostly mono. Set width somewhere between 0 and 30% most of the time. You can go wider later via returns, but the source being mono is one of the reasons these sirens stay punchy in old school tunes. Set utility gain so you've got headroom. As a target, try to have the siren peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS before any return effects. Headroom first, vibe second. Now, we rack it up. Select operator, auto filter, saturator, and utility, and group them into an instrument rack. This is where we turn it into a performance instrument instead of a static patch. Create 8 macros. Macro 1. Siren rate. Map that to operator LFO rate. Set the macro range from slow to medium. You want usable movement, not helicopter. Macro 2. Siren depth. Map to operator LFO amount. Range from subtle to wild, but keep the low end of the range really usable. If your default position already sounds ridiculous, you'll never use it musically. Macro 3. Tone. Map to auto filter frequency, maybe 500 Hz up to 4K. Macro 4. Resonance. Map auto filter resonance, something like 10 to 60%. Macro 5. Grit. Map saturator drive, 0 to 12 dB. Macro 6. Mono. Map utility width, 0 to 60%. Most of the time you'll live low, but it's nice to have the option. Macro 7. Glide. Map operator glide, 0 to 200 milliseconds. This is your swoop control. Macro 8. Level. Map utility gain or the rack volume, so you can ride it like a DJ without messing up device outputs. Quick coach note. Don't let the siren be random pitch-wise. Pick a home note. Even though it's FX, it implies pitch. Choose the root of your track, or the fifth if you want it to feel strong without stepping on the bass. Then keep your MIDI notes clustered, like 1 to 3 adjacent notes, and let LFO and glide do the motion. That's how it feels intentional instead of random siren plugin. Now we glue it into the track with minimal CPU. This is the big workflow point. Do not insert reverbs and delays directly onto the siren track if you can avoid it, especially if you're going to do more FX later. Use shared returns so the whole tune lives in one space, like a Riedel dub desk send. Create return A. Name it dub echo. Drop echo on it. Set sync on. Time to 1/4 or 3/16 for that classic bounce. Feedback 35 to 55%. Filter it. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 7K. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 2 to 8%, just for movement. Set dry slash wet to 100%, because it's a return. Create return B. Name it warehouse verb. Use hybrid reverb if you like, but keep it CPU light. Turn convolution off and stay algorithmic. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient still pops before the wash. High pass 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass 6 to 10K. Dry slash wet 100%. Now on your siren track, start send around minus 18 to minus 10 dB and send B around minus 22 to minus 14 dB. The reason this glues the track is simple. Your break, your stabs, your vocal bits, and your siren can all share the same echo and reverb. That shared room is the old-school vibe, and it saves CPU, because you're not running multiple heavy reverbs across tracks. Extra polish. On that echo return, put an EQ8 after echo. High pass again around 300 to 600 if needed, and if your hats are harsh, dip a little around 7 to 10K. Now the siren throws feel huge but sit behind the break instead of fighting it. Next, we make sure it sits with the groove. You've got two classic options, ducking or chopping. For the classic breathing with the snare, put a compressor on the siren track. Turn on sidechain and feed it from the snare track, or the break track if that's where your snare lives. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then set threshold, so you get about 2 to 5 dB reduction on snare hits. The siren will tuck out of the way exactly when a crack needs to dominate. If you want a choppier, pirate radio rhythm, use gate instead, keyed from the break or snare. That can make the siren talk between hits. And here's a sneaky mix save. If the siren is living right in that 1 to 3K zone, it can steal the snare sting. Put an EQ8 after saturator and make a narrow bell cut around where the snare bites, often near 2K. Instead of leaving it cut all the time, automate that notch deeper only in dense moments. You keep the character without sacrificing impact. Now let's talk arrangement, because the real mistake is overusing the siren. It's punctuation, not a paragraph. In an intro, like 16 bars, keep it sparse. One hit every 4 bars. Heavy echo, low level. Make it feel like the station is warming up. In the 8 bars before the drop, slowly increase siren depth a little, and open tone gradually. That creates tension without needing extra risers. On the drop, think call and response. Bar 1 and 2, a siren phrase. Bar 3 and 4, leave space and let the break speak. Repeat with a variation. That space is what makes it feel like a sound system operator choosing moments, not a loop that won't shut up. For turnarounds at the end of a 16 or 32, do the classic move, a short stab, then an echo throw, then a cut to silence for half a beat. The throw is just automation. Push send A up on the last note only, then immediately snap it back down so the tail blooms without washing the whole next phrase. Try this extra transition trick. One bar before the drop, Mute the dry siren source but let the return tails keep going, so you get an echo-only bar. It builds anticipation and keeps the transient field clear for the downbeat. Now for the advanced CPU strategy, printing. When you start drawing a million automation lanes and adding little stutters, it's time to commit. Jungle is built on committing. That's the culture. Print it and chop it like sampling. Method 1 is freeze and flatten. If you're happy, freeze the siren track and flatten it. Done. Method 2 is my favorite for dub. Resample it. Create a new audio track called Siren Print. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the siren track. Record a few takes of you performing the macros. Literally ride rate, depth, tone, grit, and the echo send like a dub engineer. Then stop, and edit like a sampler. Chop the best bits. Fade them clean. Reverse just the last 200 to 500 milliseconds of a tail for a wicked little pull. Do a hard cut plus an echo throw into silence. This is how you get authenticity without permanently running a synth plus modulation plus FX. One of the best CPU tips people miss: keep modulation and tone shaping upstream and keep space downstream. In other words, print the siren fairly dryish, with its movement, filter, grit, and maybe a touch of mono control. Then do the huge throws with returns, or even print returns separately. That way you can reuse the same siren takes across different arrangements, without constantly re-rendering massive tails. If you want a darker, heavier DNB variation without going plugin shopping, you've got options.